Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So I'm talking to the youngest kid, and they say, when a really big snake is eating something, how does it breathe? I just sat there with my mouth hanging open going, well, it,
compression and, oh,
it's not getting any air. Well, that's not actually true. They continue to breathe while they're swallowing stuff.
Okay.
Snakes have nostrils like we do. They breathe through their noses, but they can also breathe through their mouths through something called a glottis. So I'm going to put in the show notes a YouTube video that shows a snake. Its mouth is open. And right there underneath the tongue, you see this hole open up. It looks almost like the opening of a straw. And it opens and closes as the snake breathes.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And then, so say your snake has caught a mouse, and as they begin to get the mouse all lined up and they're going to swallow it, they push that glottis forwards and it sticks out usually about the side of its mouth, like where we would have it, the corner of our mouth.
Uh-huh.
And you can see it open and close to breathe while it is swallowing.
Like a snake snorkel.
It is.
Weird. Will is going to want to know about this.
Yes, it is a snake snorkel.
So where are their lungs then? Because like there's got to be some compression on organs happening there, but I never also considered where snake organs are.
The lungs are down along the sides. And I watched another video, which I'm also going to put the notes to, but this is definitely not PG-13. And if you do not want to see an animal eating an animal, this will not be the one for you. But you can see as it's swallowing, it's like deep breath, and then I'm going to swallow a bit. And they just kind of stagger it as they go. Any snake that's going to swallow you has hugged you until you're no longer breathing anymore anyway, right? So you're,
that is a good defense.
You're a limp noodle, and they're just going to breathe out the side of their mouth while they swallow you. Because there's a happy thought.
Wow. That's amazing.
Okay, so but here's an extra bonus fun fact. There's a small piece of cartilage that's inside the glottis that vibrates when a snake breathes out really hard. And that's the hiss we think of when we think of snakes.
Really?
Yeah, it's not the tongue. It's air being pushed over that glottis. So we're going to listen to here the sound of a cobra hissing. And that's all the sound from the glottis. And it's this weird growly sound.
That blows my mind. Now that completely changes my view of snakes. Not that I gave them a lot of thought in daily life, but my 13-year-old son gives them a fair amount. Blow his mind. Or he knows. He'll be like, I know, Mom. Okay.
This right here, this is the trapped at home power move episode that you can throw at your kids.
Yes.
How does a snake breathe? And
that's
you just see that vacant expression that I also had on my face, on their faces.
Yes.
And that's my brainstorm.
That was a really great brainstorm.
Thank you.
All right, team, don't forget you can ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast, but make sure you do it politely. Always say please to your smart speaker. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.